Hello, and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances. I'll be your hostess. Welcome to episode 105. Meant to have this posted last week, didn't do it. Went to Greenville, South Carolina, and had my computer, was in a hotel, thought I'll do it then, but you know what? I never get anything done in hotels. I never do. I bring my computer, I'm going to do all this stuff, I end up watching Netflix. Can't explain it. So didn't get it done, blah, 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 that old story. And today, thought, okay, it's Thursday, I'm going to get this posted, and I've been working on it and have had technical difficulties, which are more my fault. They're not Audacity's fault this time. I made a big, bad cut copy thing that I now regret. Anyway, all is well. I'm trying to think. I think I cover a lot. The first quilt diary is like 30 minutes long. So really, there's tons of content here. It's great. I will tell you, I am working on the golden quilt. I talk in the quilt diary. There's one in like 1/10 of a quilt diary. Anyway, I'm talking about how I'm going to make a stencil to quilt the golden quilt, to mark a pattern. And I did do that. And I actually did two. The first one was my sort of rough draft, and it worked okay. And then as I was using it, I realized what this stencil really needed to be and made a much better stencil, made it out of template plastic. And that's an exciting thing for me because now I know if I need a stencil, if I have a pattern I want to mark, I can figure out how to do it myself to make the stencil. I need a stencil. I love a stencil. Ended up, ironically, not actually loving the pattern that I chose to mark. I got it out of Harriet Hargrove's Heirloom Machine Quilting. It's a very nice pattern. It is just a flower quilting pattern. It is very nice, but I didn't love it for this quilt. But what happened was I did about 8 blocks. The quilt blocks for this are 6 inches. They're rather small blocks, and this flower pattern was actually perfect for that. But you know, after I even did just 3, I was like, well, it looks fine. It's not like, wow, I hate this, or this looks like, you know, genitalia, or what, you know, other issues I've had in the past. But I was like, I'm not loving it, but I did some more. And then I realized Tuesday that I had gotten off center, off kilter, if you will. So these 6-inch blocks are made up of 9 2-inch squares. And I had just, and the way the quilt is, if you'll recall, you can go back and look at earlier pictures, the squares are not distinct. They blend into an overall pattern. And so it was fairly easy to get off by a row of squares. And did I just say the squares are not distinct or the blocks are not distinct? The blocks are not distinct. So I got off by a row. And realized it after I'd done, again, 7 or 8 blocks. And I thought, well, can I live with this? Can I make up something? I'm like, nah, I don't love it. And the fact is, if I were crazy about the pattern, I might have. But, you know, I thought, what this quilt is really calling for is something a little funkier. And really, you know, I'm trying to get away from the meander or my kind of funky spiral stuff. But I love that stuff, and I really felt like this quilt was calling out for some kind of spiral. Could be a circular spiral, most spirals being circular, but you know, you can do kind of a square spiral, I've done that, or even a triangular spiral. I haven't decided. I made this big mistake on Tuesday. Last night was Jack's band concert, and it's impossible to do any quilting after a band concert. You just want to go to bed. So I'm hoping tonight I will have time to sit down and mess around. The good thing about the first quilting I did, first of all, it seems impossible for me to quilt a quilt without actually having to spend at least an hour, sometimes 12, unquilting the quilt. This time it just took about 45 minutes. The stitches were not particularly dense on the quilting I did, so it was not hard to tear it out, to pull it out, and didn't do any damage to the quilt. Tonight, I'm going to start out trying a spiral on a couple of the blocks, and if I like it, that's what I'm going to do. I always feel like I want to, you know, continue expanding my skills, which is a laudable goal, but that doesn't mean I can't also use things that I've used in the past that I like. And I just, there's something about this quilt that's calling not for the big flower on each block. you'll be happy to know that I have put on my Christmas list some machine quilting books. At least one. I may throw another one on there too. I just need to get, I don't know. I need to learn more. I need to go on Craftsy and take a class. I just have such a bad track record. Such a bad track record with online classes. But I need to just hang out there. And a lot of people commented on the last couple, you know, just use the comment space to say, hey, guess what? There's a sale on Craftsy, 25% off. And, you know, I just need to go to Craftsy every day and see what's going on and commit to taking a class. And maybe I'll do that in the spring. So I am not at all afraid that I will not get done quilting this quilt in time. I think especially if a spiral or meander works, I'll have it done by the end of the weekend. I was hoping I'd have it done by the end of the week and then I would go to Thimble Pleasures on Saturday and get the binding, but there's really nothing keeping me from going to Thimble Pleasures with an unquilted quilt sandwich and getting a binding. So I may do that on Saturday or, you know, next week. I don't have much going on, partly because on Tuesday I am getting braces. Yes, I will be brace faced out starting Tuesday, and I just kept the schedule open. Okay, I have to tell you a little thing and then I'll get to the comments. But so on Monday, I went to a birthday breakfast for my fabulous friend Bridget, who is just wonderful, and she's got all these great women friends, and I've met some really great women through her. And I met a new woman at this breakfast, which is in Raleigh, which is kind of a trek, but that's okay. I'm happy to do it for Bridget. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But her name is Sean, and she's a stylist. And we were talking, and I said, well, you know, I sadly have no personal style. But and we talked about that a little bit. And you know, I just mostly wear black. And that's just, I love style in other people. I love it when people dress well and dress creatively, but it's just kind of not my thing. And she is doing, so she's a personal stylist, and she's learning, she's got this whole new Color Me Beautiful thing. My mom and I did Color Me Beautiful in the 80s, although it was not determined whether I was I'm definitely not a fall, a winter or a spring. I have pale white skin and dark hair and light eyes, but yeah, they couldn't figure it out. And so Sean offered, she said, well, there's a whole new thing with Color Me Beautiful, and I'm doing 12 free consultations. So if you want to do it, I could do your colors. And so it's like, yeah. And part of me's like, no, I don't want to do this, but I can't bring, you know, I don't know. I felt like I should. And so we've arranged, I'm going to go over to her house. She lives close to the big mall in this area on Thursday. But you know, if my teeth are hurting at all from the braces, I'm going to use that as an excuse not to go. I don't know why I do these things. Why do I do these things? On the other hand, I'm thinking it might be interesting to know what my colors are and maybe try to dress better. But part of me is like, you know, afterwards I thought, oh, you know, she's going to try to sell me something. Or I'm going to feel obligated to sign up for some stylist services. I don't know. I may try to get out of it. I'll let you know. But all this to say, other than that, I'm supposed to go next Thursday. And that's the only thing I've got on the docket for next week. So I could go over Thimble Pleasures. I could go over Thimble Pleasures on the way to get my colors done. I'll let you know if I end up doing that, getting my colors done. I'll definitely be going over to Thimble Pleasures to get the binding. And my date for getting everything mailed, Christmas-wise, Friday the 14th, which I guess is next Friday. Christmas is coming very quickly. That's okay. That's okay. I've got a plan. I think I talk about it in the first quilt diary. Let me take this opportunity to quickly thank everyone who commented on the last couple episodes. Got comments for 104 and 103. Heard from Jay and Terry. Got many nice comments about my applique block. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It was so fun to do it, and I can't wait to get back to doing some more applique. I got to get this quilt quilted, though. Heard from Margaret Kay, who recommended an author named Angela Thirkle. I have gotten one of her books out of the library. She's British, wrote in the 30s and 40s, kind of if you like Miss Reed. There are similarities, and I got a book, I think it was called High Rise, which is not a high-rise apartment. I think High Rise is the name of the village where this character lives, and it was funny and very charming. So thank you for that recommendation, and if you guys are Anglophiles like me, looking for something to read, look up Angela Thirkle, T-H-I-R-K-E-L-L. Heard from Katie and Liz, who is watching her house being built. How exciting is that? Heard from Kelly the Fifth, who recommends with applique the number 20 foot for machine applique for the Bernina. It's similar to the zero, but it's fully open-toed. And I will check that out. My mom gave me a huge baggie of feet, Bernina feet. And I'll have to look and see if I've got a number 20. Otherwise, maybe I'll put that on my Christmas list. Heard from Francine, and she has been inspired to try applique by machine. She's going to try it soon. Francine, let's start a movement. I heard from Sarah, who also was thinking, hey, applique, yes, try it. Let's all do it. Let's begin. Let's begin the begin, right? Or begin the begin, I don't know. Anyway, Sarah, also a knitter. Yay. Potential knitter. She has signed up for a knitting class. Yay. Send us pictures. It's so fun to knit. Yes, it is. It's really fun. I know. I'm thinking Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us is rolling her eyes right now, but it's true. And let's see. Heard from Quilt and Jewel, who's got a Minecraft boy. Oh, my goodness. It's big, Jewel. It's big. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, and it is. It's addictive. It's a great game, but we're having to do a little bit more computer limiting around here. Heard from Jay again on a different episode, and this was actually... she gave me some recommendations for reading Winter Sea by Susanna Kearsley, Kearsley, who also authored a book called The Rose Garden. I need to look for those. I could use some stuff to read. Just got, is it Telegraph Road? It's the new Michael Chabon. Just got it from the library, and I need to get down to it. You know what I've been reading besides Angela Thirkell and some Christmas stuff? I've been rereading Song of Solomon by Toni Morrison, which I've been saying for years, one of my favorite books. And I remember reading it when I read it the first time. I probably read it twice, but have not read it in a good 15 years. And I thought, you know, I keep saying, oh, one of my favorite books. And I remember loving it. But now it's like, I don't remember that much about it. So I'm rereading it. So wonderful. But I may have to put it down because I think I've got 3 weeks on this Michael Chabon book. I don't think I'm going to be able to renew it because there's quite a waiting list. Anyway, I may try picking that up tonight and getting going on that. Heard from Dorothy, recommends The Wet Nurse's Tale by Erica Eisdorfer. Excuse me, who apparently lives in this area. I'll have to look her up. Heard from Tori, who has read the comments and has put a hold on the Susanna Kearsley book, and she recommends The Midwife of Hope River. Didn't get give an author, but we know we can look it up on Amazon. I looked it up on our library and did not have it, so I will have to see where else I can find it. Thank you for that recommendation. Tori says she can't applique for Diddle. Oh, and she doesn't have the brain space for it right now. Maybe not now, Tori. Maybe in the spring, though. Maybe Tori comes through town. Her daughter's at NC State, so we get to get together. I will give her the cheerleading on applique. Got a nice comment from Phil Still Stitchin'. I just like to say Phil Still Stitchin', who is waiting for Craftsy to maybe offer her a little teaching work. Yes, she is an instructional developer and narrator. Craftsy, call her. And got some nice comments from Deb C., who is apparently also a knitter. Am I on Ravelry? She asked. Yes, I am. Look for Frances Dow or Fran from NC. Would love to see there. I haven't posted a lot of pictures or anything, but I really enjoy just spending time on Ravelry. Heard from Claire, who recommended Annie Smith's Ultimate Applique book, and also wanted to know if I knitted 2 socks at a time toe up. I have not done that. I've had it recommended to me, and Claire says there's a great video on knitfreedom.com. I've never heard of the site. I need to check it out. Finally, heard from Sally H., who seconds Kelly the Fifth's vote for the open toe foot for applique. Thank you, Sally H. I'm going to go look through my stuff and see if I have it. All right, I think that's it. I hope I don't mess this up. I've already messed this podcast up once. Let's hope I don't do it again. Let's go on to the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary, Day 1. It's Wednesday, November 21st, I'm guessing. I think that's right. It's the day before Thanksgiving. We are not going to my mom's for Thanksgiving because we got sick. It started with the boys last week, started with Will about a week ago, and then Jack, and then me. I got it Sunday night. Just I had been, you know, you have the feeling like, oh, I'm a little tired, but I'm fine. It's probably just allergies. And then by the time I finished cooking dinner Sunday night, I'm like, that's it. And I went to bed. And I don't know that I got up again. Now it's Wednesday, and I still feel kind of sick. This thing, it seems to last 3 or 4 days. It's one of those things where you feel a little better, and then you get hit by a fever again. Yesterday, I was tired of lying around in bed, so I just got up and did stuff, even though I felt terrible. I didn't go out anywhere except to pick the boys up from school, because if you don't, they call social services on you. But Yeah, and today I'm kind of feeling that way again. Still kind of tired. A little bit better, and I'm hoping by tomorrow, Thanksgiving, I'll be pretty much on the mend. Unfortunately, the man has it now, too. So here we are. So we're sad not to be spending Thanksgiving with Grammy and Pop, a.k.a. Grammy, a.k.a. Jane, Mom, etc. But fortunately, Grammy and Pop are coming here for Christmas. Yay! So we will get to see them, but won't get to see my younger brother, Doug, and his family. But we're here. We bought a turkey breast. That's what we usually do because I have a miserably small oven, so it doesn't even pay to get a big bird. And we'll have a nice dinner. I asked Jack the other night what his favorite, like if, say he were falsely accused of murder and ended up on death row, because I knew that was the only way, of course, he would end up on death row, were he falsely accused and convicted of murder. What would his last meal be? Of course, his first answer was the one that took him the longest to eat. So, like, okay. But when I pushed him, he said basically Thanksgiving dinner, which for us is the same as Christmas dinner. So he'll be very excited. And in fact, he needs to make the pumpkin pies tonight. I need to get on him about that. They didn't have school today, and mostly Jack's been upstairs reading and computing. So we're going to do our best once we feel a little better to get him out of the house. I want to go see Lincoln, and the man wants to take Jack to go see the new James Bond. So we'll get him to the movies at the very least. It's another screen, but it's a big screen. Yeah. Anyway, I have some very exciting news to report. It's not quilty, it's knitty news, but I finished Will's Gryffindor sweater. Yes, I finished it. Yay! It's upstairs right now being blocked, so I washed it and I'm trying to widen it a little bit. It's not too small, and in fact, the sleeves are way, way too long. Here's the thing that kills me. So I'm finishing up the sweater, and the first thing is to attach the shoulders and then work the neck band. And the neck band was a little bit fancy. I'm like, he's not going to like fancy. So I was like very proud of myself because I changed the pattern and made it just a very simple neck band, and look at me. And then when he tried the sweater on today, the neck band was great. It was the right decision, but the sleeves were like 5 inches too long. I'm like, if you're really into pattern changing, Miss Revolutionary Knitter might have measured his arms. But this is a sweater. The pattern is it's a rib. So it's a knit two, purl two rib, which means that the fabric is very clingy. It's like a kind of sweater I would never wear, but if you're a skinny 10-year-old boy, you can certainly get away with. But he kind of felt like, wow, this is kind of a little too clingy, and so I'm blocking it and trying to stretch it out just a little bit so it hangs a little. It looks darling. I had to do the sleeves twice to get them set in where I was happy. Setting in sleeves on sweaters I find difficult. They can often end up looking kind of princessy, kind of poofy. But the second time I got them set in so that they don't look that way and they look good. I mean, it's clearly a homemade sweater, and the sleeves, the body of the sweater looks good. The sleeves where they're set in, they look okay. One's a little rough. I mean, I've gotten to the place with my knitting. I don't knit sweaters enough. I'm not that great at putting them together. I'm better than I was. And if I did more of them, I would get better. But sometimes it is the pattern. And I really wondered when I was doing the sleeves and finishing the tops of the sleeves. I'm like, wow, this just kind of, there's something about it. And it may be because they were in a ribbed pattern. I'm like, I thought, this is going to be kind of hard to set these sleeves in. And I was right. So I blame the pattern. But they turned out fine. But a little bit rough. Not embarrassingly so, and I was just happy that the sleeves weren't poofy, but finished. Amazingly enough, just took a year, and you know what I'm doing right now? I'm finishing up the Julia Roberts sweater. And it's not going to be that hard, and of course I'm feeling much more confident having finished Will's sweater. So that's been a good thing about not going anywhere and kind of being sick is I've just sat around and finished stuff because I don't really have energy to do anything else. So there you go. But last night, here's some quilty news. It's not news, but it's something. So I've really started thinking proactively about quilting the golden quilt, the quilt that I'm giving my sister-in-law for Christmas. I need to get on that. It's not a big quilt. It won't take a long time. And I was thinking, you know, the other day I was at Joann's, and I look at their stencils, and they're nice, and I saw one I kind of liked. And then yesterday, actually, I went to Joann's to get, I needed to get some circular needles to do the neckband on Will's sweater, and I forgot to even look at the stencils, which I had meant to do, but I forgot. So I got home, and I thought, you know what I'm going to do this weekend? I have template plastic. Why can't I just find a pattern that I like? I could make my own stencil. Now, I haven't done that yet, so it's not the big news. The big news is if I actually do it and it actually works. But how hard could that be? Those are famous last words. But, I mean, really, I should be able to make a stencil. I think I can, you know, because it's not... How do I put this? I think I could trace a pattern and then cut it out with an X-Acto knife. And I think that if I did that, I truly believe I could then trace a pattern onto the quilt itself that would work. So it needs to be good, but it doesn't have to be perfect. You know, that's to me, it's like, okay, you've got the plastic. You could trace a good pattern onto the plastic, but then it's the cutting out with the X-Acto knife. How good and clean of a cut could you get? But I think even if the cut is not perfect, you could still do a really good trace. This is all making sense. I don't know if it is. I'm sick. Forgive me. But that is going to be one of my projects. And as a matter of fact, the other day, because I'm so excited about applique, that I have about 5 books out from the library, have not had a chance to do anything with them. But I did go and buy some more fusing paper, whatever we call that. And then also some more template plastic. So I've got it. I think I can make my own stencil for a quilt pattern and trace it on, because, you know, I thought about the keepsake quilting item that I saw that is just a pattern, a paper pattern that, you know, you has adhesive on the back, so you just put it right on the quilt top and then sew through it. But, you know, I feel a little bit done with sewing through paper. Don't you? It's just, it takes so long. I just thought, you know, and it's also, it's like $16. I mean, Christmas is coming, people. We need to economize. And it's like, I just feel like, you know, I'm a kind of do-it-yourself person. I feel like I can make a template that I'm happy with a pattern that's exactly what I want. And then trace it. I can trace it onto the quilt. I just believe I can do that. That is going to be my weekend project. I think I'm going to be done with the Julia Roberts sweater. If not today, then tomorrow. And then onward, baby. Onward to the quilts. I do have one more sweater that I started last December. I mean, it's a very complicated sweater. It's beautiful, and I'm only on the back. So that's... And... I don't know quite how to get restarted where I am in my pattern. I know where I am, but I don't quite remember what I'm doing. So that'll take a little bit. That may be a post-Christmas knitting project. I also have some socks I need to knit, probably for the man, for his birthday, January 7th. I believe we've discussed this, the problem of the man's birthday. Speaking of Christmas, I have come up with a brilliant idea. So first of all, I hate Christmas. Isn't that sad? But that is what life has done to me. I mean, I love the idea of Christmas. I certainly love the religious holiday of Christmas, which really is totally subsumed by everything else. So who knew? You know, I've actually grown very fond of Easter because it's like it's a religious holiday that actually feels like a religious holiday, unlike Christmas, which does not. But one of the things, every year, I always think, oh, the week before Christmas, I'm going to read the Christmas Carol, and I'm going to read wonderful old books that I love. And, you know, I never do because I'm completely and totally insane and hating life that week before Christmas. I thought, you know what? I should just do it now. So you know what I'm reading? I'm reading Little Women. I love Little Women. I've read it, I don't know how many times, millions of times. I know everything that's going to happen, and I love it. It's so pleasurable. I thought, yes, let's do it now. I may read the Christmas Carol next, A Christmas Carol. Yes, I may read that next. We are one family tradition we have. We don't get the tree until about mid-December. And we don't decorate the house until then. But we do watch A Christmas Story on Thanksgiving after dinner. So that's very nice. And, you know, I thought, well, that's really nice because we actually really enjoy it because we're not in the middle of the Christmas insanity. So, hey, if we do that, and that's a nice thing, why don't I read the books? I always think I'm going to read the week before Christmas, and I don't, because there's too much going on. So I am. I'm reading Little Women. It's wonderful. If you've read it, haven't you? Has everyone read it? It's a wonderful book. Who knows? I might read A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. That's another one that I love. I'm going to do all my personal kind of spiritual, sentimental stuff. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to get it out of the way. I'm going to get all my my Advent books out of the attic. I'm going to do them now. And that way I won't feel like I've missed out on Christmas. I do think, you know, I'm already working on my Christmas list and trying, and I'm going to do some cookie baking in the next couple weeks and freeze stuff. I'm going to get ahead. So my plan is to be very organized this Christmas. And I just turned in a draft to my editor. So I actually have the next few weeks off. I mean, I really have the next 6 weeks off. It's crazy, I know. So hopefully I will be able to be organized. And I would like to be because I want to enjoy my parents' visit. I mean, by the time they're coming on the 23rd. And by the 23rd, I mean, you either got it down or you don't. So, but I have some big dreams. We'll see what happens. The only thing I really have going on between now and then is I'm doing a school visit in the eastern part of the state next Friday. So I'm glad I got sick this week. Although, well, no, I'm not because I miss Thanksgiving at my parents'. But it's easier. Your mom's more understanding than the principal of your average middle school. So if you have to get sick, I guess now is better. Anyway, but other than that, I don't have a lot. You know, this and that, here and there. But no, I have some free time. So I'm hoping to do the big clean, do most of the shopping, be organized. I want to avoid the Christmas insanity. But I am going to enjoy my Christmas now. I'm going to enjoy my Christmas books now, my Advent reading now, who knows what else, while things are quiet and I can enjoy them. I'm going to try this. But it was brilliant when I looked at and saw my copy of Little Women last night, and thought, you know, I always try to read this right before Christmas because it opens up with a lovely Christmas scene. And then I try that, but I can't. I have no brain for it the week before Christmas. I thought, I'll do it now. I'm feeling like a genius, quite frankly. Really, so do your Christmas now. Have real Christmas now, which doesn't involve presents or any of that stuff. Real Christmas is a feeling. So I'm going to do that now. And then, again, enjoy it when my parents come. It's like for me, Christmas really starts. The whole thing gets kind of fun, like the 23rd, because everything's done. The presents are bought, the presents are mailed, the presents are wrapped, the presents are whatever. All that Santa Claus is all planned for, all that's done, the food's been bought, the do-do-do, and you know. But from December 1st to the 23rd, it's really kind of a living hell. So I'm also hoping by saying these things now, like how much I hate it and what kind of hell it is, that it won't feel that way at the time. Maybe. Well, so I'm like immunizing myself. If I go in expecting it to be really horrible, you know, the whole month of December, maybe it won't be. I already have my wrapping paper because I ordered it through our school sells wrapping paper fundraiser. So I ordered was feeling wildly generous in September. Thank goodness. Because now I'd be like ordering some bows. That's it. I'm not feeling generous anymore. So we've got our wrapping paper. I'm good to go. All I need is some tape and some presents. I'm good to go. Yes. Anyway, avoid the Christmas insanity. Celebrate Christmas now. That's my message to you. I will be back, hopefully, with news of templates made, or stencils made, and quilts quilted. I know I've got, now that we're here, I've got to check out. Now, this is all going to be, because I'm not going to post this tomorrow. But as I can't get around the time problem. Who knows? When you may be listening to this in 2014. So I'll go ahead. So I'll just live in the present. But there is a Black Friday sew-in that Sandy and I don't is doing. She may be doing it with other folks, but I know she's been talking about it for a while. Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us. So I may get involved in that because I'll be here. I don't know how I jumped to that somehow. Oh, just quilty stuff. Stuff I'll have to tell you about. Yes, but now I've totally lost my train of thought, so I'm going and I'll be back. Quilt Diary, day one. It's Wednesday, November 21st, I'm guessing. I think that's right. It's the day before Thanksgiving. we are not going to my mom's for Thanksgiving because we got sick. It started with the boys last week, started with Will about a week ago, and then Jack, and then me. I got it Sunday night. Just I had been, you know, you had the feeling like, oh, I'm a little tired, but I'm fine. It's probably just allergies. And then by the time I finished cooking dinner Sunday night, I'm like, that's it. And I went to bed. And I don't know that I got up again. Now it's Wednesday, and I still feel kind of sick. This thing, it seems to last 3 or 4 days. It's one of those things where you feel a little better, and then you get hit by a fever again. Yesterday, I was tired of lying around in bed, so I just got up and did stuff, even though I felt terrible. I didn't go out anywhere except to pick the boys up from school, because if you don't, they call social services on you. But, yeah, and today I'm kind of feeling that way again. Still kind of tired. A little bit better, and I'm hoping by tomorrow, Thanksgiving, I'll be pretty much on the mend. Unfortunately, the man has it now, too. So here we are. So we're sad not to be spending Thanksgiving with Grammy and Pop, a.k.a. Grammy, a.k.a. Jane, Mom, etc. But fortunately, Grammy and Pop are coming here for Christmas. Yay! So we will get to see them, but won't get to see my younger brother, Doug, and his family. But we're here. We bought a turkey breast. That's what we usually do because I have a miserably small oven, so it doesn't even pay to get a big bird. And we'll have a nice dinner. I asked Jack the other night what his favorite, like if, said, say he were falsely accused of murder and ended up on death row, because I knew that was the only way, of course, he would end up on death row, were he falsely accused and convicted of murder. What would his last meal be? Of course, his first answer was the one that took him the longest to eat. So, like, okay. But when I pushed him, he said basically Thanksgiving dinner, which for us is the same as Christmas dinner. So he'll be very excited. And in fact, he needs to make the pumpkin pies tonight. I need to get on him about that. They didn't have school today, and mostly Jack's been upstairs reading and computing. So we're going to do our best once we feel a little better to get him out of the house. I want to go see Lincoln, and the man wants to take Jack to go see the new James Bond. So we'll get him to the movies at the very least. It's another screen, but it's a big screen. Yeah. Anyway, I have some very exciting news to report. It's not quilty, it's knitty news, but I finished Will's Gryffindor sweater. Yes, I finished it. Yay! It's upstairs right now being blocked, so I washed it, and I'm trying to widen it a little bit. It's not too small, and in fact, the sleeves are way, way too long. Here's the thing that kills me. So I'm finishing up the sweater, and the first thing is to attach the shoulders and then work the neck band. And the neck band was a little bit fancy. I'm like, he's not going to like fancy. So I was like very proud of myself because I changed the pattern and made it just a very simple neck band, and look at me. And then when he tried the sweater on today, the neck band was great. It was the right decision, but the sleeves were like 5 inches too long. I'm like, if you're really into pattern changing, Miss Revolutionary Knitter might have measured his arms. But this is a sweater. The pattern is it's a rib. So it's a knit 2, purl 2 rib, which means that the fabric is very clingy. It's like a kind of sweater I would never wear, but if you're a skinny 10-year-old boy, you can certainly get away with. But he kind of felt like, wow, this is kind of a little too clingy, and so I'm blocking it and trying to stretch it out just a little bit so it hangs a little. It looks darling. I had to do the sleeves twice to get them set in where I was happy. Setting in sleeves on sweaters I find difficult. They can often end up looking kind of princessy, you know, kind of poofy. But the second time I got them set in so that they don't look that way and they look good. I mean, it's clearly a homemade sweater, and the sleeves, the body of the sweater looks good. The sleeves where they're set in, they look okay. One's a little rough. You know, I mean, I've gotten to the place with my knitting. I don't knit sweaters enough. I'm not that great at putting them together. I'm better than I was. And if I did more of them, I would get better. But sometimes it is the pattern. And I really wondered when I was doing the sleeves and finishing the tops of the sleeves. I'm like, wow, this just kind of, there's something about it. And it may be because they were in a ribbed pattern. I'm like, I thought, this is going to be kind of hard to set these sleeves in, and I was right, so I blame the pattern. But they turned out fine. They turned out fine, but a little bit rough, not embarrassingly so, and I was just happy that the sleeves weren't poofy, but finished, amazingly enough. Just took a year, and you know what I'm doing right now? I'm finishing up the Julia Roberts sweater. And it's not going to be that hard. And of course, I'm feeling much more confident having finished Will's sweater. So that's been a good thing about not going anywhere and kind of being sick is I've just sat around and finished stuff because I don't really have energy to do anything else. So there you go. But last night, here's some quilting news. It's not news, but it's something. So I've really started thinking proactively about quilting the golden quilt, the quilt that I'm giving my sister-in-law for Christmas. I need to get on that. It's not a big quilt. It won't take a long time. And I was thinking, you know, the other day I was at Joann's and I look at their stencils and they're nice. And I saw one I kind of liked. And then yesterday, actually, I went to Joann's to get some circular needles to do the neck band on Will's sweater. And I forgot to even look at the stencils, which I had meant to do, but I forgot. So I got home and I thought, you know what I'm going to do this weekend? I have template plastic. Why can't I just find a pattern that I like? I could make my own stencil. Now, I haven't done that yet, so it's not the big news. The big news is if I actually do it and it actually works. But how hard could that be? Those are famous last words. But, I mean, really, I should be able to make a stencil. I think I can, you know, because it's not... How do I put this? I think I could trace a pattern and then cut it out with an X-Acto knife. And I think that if I did that, I truly believe I could then trace a pattern onto the quilt itself that would work. So it needs to be good, but it doesn't have to be perfect. You know, that's to me, it's like, okay, you've got the plastic. You could trace a good pattern onto the plastic. But then it's the cutting out with the X-Acto knife. How good and clean of a cut could you get? But I think even if the cut is not perfect, you could still do a really good trace. This is all making sense. I don't know if it is. I'm sick. Forgive me. But that is going to be one of my projects. And as a matter of fact, the other day, because I'm so excited about applique, that I have about 5 books out from the library. I have not had a chance to do anything with them. But I did go and buy some more fusing paper, whatever we call that. I don't know what we call it. And then also some more template plastic. So I've got it. I think I can make my own stencil for a quilt pattern and trace it on. Because, you know, I thought about the keepsake quilting item that I saw that is just a pattern, a paper pattern that, you know, has adhesive on the back. So you just put it right on the quilt top and then sew through it. But, you know, I feel a little bit done with sewing through paper. Don't you? It takes so long. I just thought, you know, and it's like $16. I mean, Christmas is coming, people. We need to economize. And it's like, I just feel like, you know, I'm a kind of do-it-yourself person. I feel like I can make a template that I'm happy with a pattern that's exactly what I want. And then trace it. I can trace it onto the quilt. I just believe I can do that. That is going to be my weekend project. I think I'm going to be done with the Julia Roberts sweater. If not today, then tomorrow. And then onward, baby. Onward to the quilts. I do have one more sweater that I started last December. I mean, it's a very complicated sweater. It's beautiful, and I'm only on the back. So that's... And... I don't know quite how to get restarted where I am in my pattern. I know where I am, but I don't quite remember what I'm doing. So that'll take a little bit. That may be a post-Christmas knitting project. I also have some socks I need to knit, probably for the man, for his birthday, January 7th. I believe we've discussed this, the problem of the man's birthday. Speaking of Christmas, I have come up with a brilliant idea. So first of all, I hate Christmas. Isn't that sad? But that is what life has done to me. I mean, I love the idea of Christmas. I certainly love the religious holiday of Christmas, which really is totally subsumed by everything else. So who knew? You know, I've actually grown very fond of Easter because it's like it's a religious holiday that actually feels like a religious holiday, unlike Christmas, which does not. But one of the things, every year, I always think, oh, the week before Christmas, I'm going to read the Christmas Carol, and I'm going to read wonderful old books that I love. And, you know, I never do because I'm completely and totally insane and hating life that week before Christmas. I thought, you know what? I should just do it now. So you know what I'm reading? I'm reading Little Women. I love Little Women. I've read it, I don't know how many times, millions of times. I know everything that's going to happen, and I love it. It's so pleasurable. I thought, yes, let's do it now. I may read The Christmas Carol next, A Christmas Carol. Yes, I may read that next. We are one family tradition we have. We don't get the tree until about mid-December, and we don't decorate the house until then. But we do watch A Christmas Story on Thanksgiving after dinner. So that's very nice. And, you know, I thought, well, that's really nice because we actually really enjoy it because we're not in the middle of the Christmas insanity. So, hey, if we do that, and that's a nice thing, why don't I read the books? I always think I'm going to read the week before Christmas, and I don't because there's too much going on. So I am. I'm reading Little Women. It's wonderful. If you've read it, haven't you? Has everyone read it? It's a wonderful book. Who knows? I might read A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. That's another one that I love. I'm going to do all my personal kind of spiritual, sentimental stuff. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to get it out of the way. I'm going to get all my my Advent books out of the attic. I'm going to do them now. And that way I won't feel like I've missed out on Christmas. I do think, you know, I'm already working on my Christmas list and trying, and I'm going to do some cookie baking in the next couple weeks, and free stuff. I'm going to get ahead. So my plan is to be very organized this Christmas, and I just turned in a draft to my editor. So I actually have the next few weeks off. I mean, I really have the next 6 weeks off. It's crazy, I know. So hopefully I will be able to be organized, and I would like to be because I want to enjoy my parents' visit. I mean, by the time they're coming on the 23rd, and by the 23rd, I mean, you either got it down or you don't. So, but I have some big dreams. We'll see what happens. The only thing I really have going on between now and then is I'm doing a school visit in the eastern part of the state next Friday. So I'm glad I got sick this week. Although, well, no, I'm not because I miss Thanksgiving at my parents. But it's easier. Your mom's more understanding than the principal of your average middle school. So if you have to get sick, I guess now is better. Anyway, but other than that, I don't have a lot. You know, this and that, here and there. But no, I have some free time. So I'm hoping to do the big clean, do most of the shopping, be organized. I want to avoid the Christmas insanity. But I am going to enjoy my Christmas now. I'm going to enjoy my Christmas books now, my Advent reading now, who knows what else, while things are quiet and I can enjoy them. I'm going to try this. But it was brilliant when I looked at and saw my copy of Little Women last night, and thought, you know, I always try to read this right before Christmas because it opens up with a lovely Christmas scene. And then I try that, but I can't. I have no brain for it the week before Christmas. I thought, I'll do it now. I'm feeling like a genius, quite frankly. Really, so do your Christmas now. Have real Christmas now, which doesn't involve presents or any of that stuff. Real Christmas is a feeling. So I'm going to do that now. And then, again, enjoy it when my parents come. It's like for me, Christmas really starts. The whole thing gets kind of fun, like the 23rd, because everything's done. The presents are bought, the presents are mailed, the presents are wrapped, the presents are whatever. All that Santa Claus is all planned for. All that's done. The food's been bought, the do-do-do, and, you know. But from December 1st to the 23rd, it's really kind of a living hell. So I'm also hoping by saying these things now, like how much I hate it and what kind of hell it is, that it won't feel that way at the time. Maybe. Well, so I'm like immunizing myself. If I go in expecting it to be really horrible, you know, the whole month of December, maybe it won't be. I already have my wrapping paper because I ordered it through our school sells wrapping paper fundraiser. So I ordered was feeling wildly generous in September. Thank goodness. Because now I'd be like ordering some bows. That's it. I'm not feeling generous anymore. So we've got our wrapping paper. I'm good to go. All I need is some tape and some presents. I'm good to go. Yes. Anyway, avoid the Christmas insanity. Celebrate Christmas now. That's my message to you. I will be back, hopefully, with news of templates made or stencils made and quilts quilted. I know I've got, now that we're here, I've got to check out. Now, this is all going to be, because I'm not going to post this tomorrow. But as I can't get around the time problem. Who knows? When you may be listening to this in 2014. So I'll go ahead. So I'll just live in the present. But there is a Black Friday sew-in that Sandy and I don't is doing. She may be doing it with other folks, but I know she's been talking about it for a while. Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us. So I may get involved in that because I'll be here. I don't know how I jumped to that somehow. Oh, just quilty stuff. Stuff I'll have to tell you about. Yes, but now I've totally lost my train of thought, so I'm going, and I'll be back. Quilt Diary Day 2. It's actually Thursday, November. No, it's December. It's December 6th. I've had some technical difficulties. I lost my original Quilt Diary Day 2. I'm not sure that I had all that much that was important or interesting to say. So this, actually, this little bit of Quilt Diary is just to say goodbye. Till next time, and I'll go and record the introduction. Yeah, so there you have it. Kind of a weird little end to the show, but all is well, and I'll be back next week, Thursday, I hope, and it will be more normal. Until then, have a good quilty day. Still haven't figured out the clothes. One day, I shall. Be good to yourself. Talk to you soon. Bye.